I've had a Brazilian butt lift. That was the first surgery I done.
Yeah.
That was when I was 19.
19?
As I woke up, I had to stand up to pull my forehead.
Yeah.
As I stood up, blood just gushed. And it was non-stop. It was just gushing. I thought I was dying. The man said, yeah, it's normal. Everyone's just watching me. Poor. It was never again. It was a treacherous experience. I don't know how people do round two, round three, round four.
Yeah. Concern, did they display any concern because of the fact you were 19 years old?
No.
Is it?
No.
That's so...
Wears off and then you're like, oh, I need to get my boobs done now.
Okay.
To catch the bum. Literally, that was the mindset. I said, it has to match. So I went to go looking for a boob drop.
Wow, okay, cool. So that is...
I'm going to do this. Because Lula Galora's boobs done. Because you start to see... Once you do surgery, yeah. You start to see people's bodies and you overanalyze them. So
yeah.
I'll be looking at a girl not the same way you're looking at a girl.
Right.
I'm looking at a girl thinking, if my surgeon done this, maybe I could look like that. Or how did she manage this?
Right. Yeah. So how long...
No. I would not do it.
Yeah.
Because one, I value gym and fitness now.
Okay. So,
and muscles and getting past muscle and the BBL, because the fat is in a whole different pocket than the normal fat.
Got you.
So it's so hard to even train and get the outcome that you would want in the gym.
Okay.
Because of what you've done to your body.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Weight of It podcast. It's me, Ronna Froese, your mental health expert, you know, talking all things fitness, health and weight related issues. So today, another special guest. I know you guys are sick and tired of me saying it because everyone's special, but they are all special. I have the beautiful Chantel Sophia.
Hi. Thanks for having me, finally.
Guys, if you know what we've gone through to get Chantel in the studio.
The absolute hell.
The absolute, like, the enemy has been working hard, but God works harder.
God works harder. I'm here. I'm beaten. I'm battered, but I'm here. My voice is crazy, but thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here. So like Chantel, you can probably hear by her voice, she's, you know, a little bit under the weather. But this is why I'd be rocking with Chantel, because she made a way.
We made a way. Okay.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about it.
Oh, good. Everything. Good. I love guests who are actually excited to come and yap. I'm just ready, just yap away, just talk.
I'm such a yapper.
I could tell because you be sending
me voice. I love to yap. Oh my gosh.
When you wanted to reschedule because of the hair appointment and you're really telling me your whole, I said, yeah, this is my tribe.
The ruder to the tutor. I love to talk. Thank you for having me, literally.
No, I love it. So, do you want to tell people a little bit about yourself? Like, your age and whatever.
Well, I'm Chantel. I'm 28. It feels weird to say 28 now, but I'm 28. I'm a social media personality, love I would that. Say.
Yeah.
I'm just a person trying to find themselves. I love Jesus and I'm just here trying to impact people with stories, my own stories and other people's stories. That's my goal in life. So
love that.
I love people and I just love to help.
Yeah. Love that. Amen. We love Jesus over here.
We love Jesus over
Jesus
here.
Lovers over here in this side of the podcast.
Right.
Okay, cool. So yeah, there's a question I ask all my guests when they come to the pod. Obviously, the podcast called The Weight of It podcast. Mm-hmm. And I like to know, what weight are you carrying? And I know you already said, like, do you mean kgs? Or what? I'm not talking about a number on a scale.
Embarrassing.
Don't come and now tell us your BMI. Like, no, we ain't asking for that.
I was so excited as well because I'm just, wait, it's fine.
Okay. I mean, if you want to let the people know, let them know. It's fine. But I actually mean as in, like, the mental weight. Obviously, it might be fitness related. It might be career. It might be relationships. But I do think all of us are carrying a weight to some degree. Yeah. So, Miss Chantel, what weight are you carrying?
I think I'm carrying the weight of self-discovery. Ooh. In all aspects. I'm trying to find out who I am in order to help others. Because if you don't understand who you are, your purpose is lost. Although my purpose is in God, I have to seek God in order to find my purpose.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are finding their purpose outside of God.
Yeah.
And before I knew God, the weight was trying to be the thing that I thought would be accepted.
Okay.
But now I want to know who I am in order to be valuable to society.
Love that.
Does that make sense?
That was beautiful. Right. That was beautiful. Okay, cool. No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. And what does that currently look like for you, this journey of like self-discovery?
Do you know what? It's really crazy because at 28, I would say I'm at my most confident as a human. Mm-hmm. It looks like acceptance.
Okay, love that.
It looks like acceptance of weaknesses and strength and understanding what to do with what and how to balance them. And it also comes with an understanding of people too. An understanding that not everyone's going to like you or accept you.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, and that's the beauty of life. So that's what it looks like to me right now.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Yeah. I'm really happy for you that you're on that journey. Because, you know, like, the journey of self-discovery, especially when you add God to it, it's not necessarily easy just because you're with God. Like, sometimes you be getting flogged. Like, sometimes it's rough.
Right.
Sometimes it's, yeah, you know, it comes with loads of things. So I'm quite happy to hear that. Number one, you're doing it in partnership with God. And two, it feels like you're learning.
And and this partnership isn't easy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not easy. When they say relationship with God, it really means relationship. There's times where you're battling with God and you're fighting with God, but it all contributes to something beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that is so sweet. Yeah. I really love that answer.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I hope, you know, all the best with your self-discovery journey, because I know it's a beautiful journey. Like, I mean, you're only a year younger than me, but I was going to say you're still really young.
I know. I can't believe you were looking at me like I'm a baby. It made me feel good though.
No, but do you know what it is? I mean, especially as you get closer to your 30s, like, I can definitely say that I've been going through a season of, like, accepting that, you know, even things like accepting that good things can end. Like, just, you know, those little things. Like, it's not always going to be, like, a dramatic blowout sometimes. Right. Sometimes, like, good things have to come to an end as well.
That's so true.
Yeah, and I think these are things I'm learning as I'm getting closer to 30. So if you're already starting your journey now, God knows by the time you're approaching 30 how you're gonna, the things you're gonna learn about yourself.
Right, and it's exciting because in your 20s you think this is the be all and end all. I need to get everything done in this decade so I can prove to myself that I'm successful, because you see success in your age mates in different aspects. But you need to understand that God is a God of process.
Amen.
So I'm going through my own process, whatever age that will be, and whatever that looks like. Success to me is pleasing God. So I've been successful throughout my 20s, I would say.
Pastor Chantel, you have spoken.
Come on, amen.
No, I love it. No, that is a word. I think that's a word for everybody listening. Okay. That is a word, 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 word. Well, okay. So I guess let's talk about the reason I asked you to join.
Yes.
So obviously I came across a video on TikTok, and it was actually an old video of you. Like, I think it might have been like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the regrets of a surgery that you'd had. And I was like, oh, I've been meaning to get a surgery babe here to talk about that side of fitness and health. Like, because I've had people who've had like weight loss surgery, like the gastric sleeve and stuff, boob job, but I haven't had this particular surgery. So I wanted just to start by you maybe like telling us what surgery you've had, and then we can start talking about, you know, what was life like before the surgery from fitness and health.
So I've had a Brazilian butt lift. I've had my breast done as well, but I've had a Brazilian butt lift. That was the first surgery I done.
Yeah.
That was when I was 19.
19?
I was really young.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is like 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Wait, when was, what year were 2024?
Yeah, it's 10
But BBLs were kind of like...
They were so taboo.
I was about to say, like, I don't really remember that being a...
Yeah, it wasn't a trend thing for me. It was like I had a friend that was really into Americans, and they were doing it then.
Okay.
So she was like, yeah, look all this stuff that I'm seeing, let's do it, da, 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 da.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was really taboo here. I remember I did not know anyone in the UK...
Yeah, that had it.
That had it, personally anyway.
Wow. Okay. Okay, cool. So before we get into the BBL and boob job, let's go to before this. So you were 19. So what was your fitness and health like? What was your, like, I guess, how did you perceive your body to be before going under the knife?
I didn't perceive it as anything, right?
Yeah.
I just saw it as a body.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about fitness, nor did I care about health.
Okay.
I would go gym here and there, but it wasn't, there wasn't a goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
But I didn't perceive myself as a whole, as anything at 19.
Yeah, yeah, because you're young.
So my body was included. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing special,
right?
I would say. Yeah.
Right. And were you like a slim girl? Were you like overweight? Was there like weight loss included into this?
No, I was mid-size, and I always had like a big bum. So I had a big bum then.
Okay.
But I lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
So my bum went down. at that time.
Right, got you. Okay, cool. So that's you at 19, before 19, like, I guess before the surgery.
Yeah.
So you said that your friend, you and your friend used to like look at like Americans and stuff like that. So, oh, sorry, was this at the Miracle Watts, Lyrical or whatever? My brain has been trying to work out who would have been the influence.
That was it.
Right.
Lyrical or Miracle Watts.
Those were the two. Because I was in uni them times.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, get it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Yeah, that was a very long. You definitely one of the like. I can't speak on behalf of the community. Yeah, yeah. But like,
you don't want to be one of those people that I was the first.
Yeah, and then someone comes and be like, "No, I got it in 2010."
I hate people that do that. So yeah. But all I know is personally in my community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really
so
random.
How did that happen? You guys are seeing like the Miracle Watts, the Lyra Galore with their BBL bodies. How do you go from looking at that to now being on the table?
I had a good friend that was like very, I think she had a lot of filler and she done her boobs prior to knowing me. So she had her taste of surgery.
Okay.
She knew where to go. I had no clue.
Okay.
She must have mentioned it to me and was like, oh, should we just get our bum done? And so we were just random.
She was making me laugh. Just like, should we just get
your bum? She was one of those though, you know those friends. Should we just get drunk at 2 p.m.? One of those. So, and I remember it like it was yesterday. We was in the uni social room and we were just stressed and we're just like, well, life is just not, it's looking bleak.
So don't stop it.
Life is looking bleak, I remember.
Instead of being in the library.
I did enter that library one time. God knows how I graduated. We were like, life is looking a bit too, you know, you're complaining these first world problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, should we just do our bum? And I was like, yeah, why not?
You know, this story is so funny because I can imagine when you're 19, what else? There's not gonna be a deep reason.
Like,
yeah,
there was no deeper meaning. Like, obviously, insecurity is in the root of it all.
Yeah,
but excitement, something new, spontaneousness.
Yeah,
that was it.
Well, okay, so you guys were in uni. You've decided you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
How did you then get from that decision to go into wherever you went to go get it done?
So she ended up going to do her own research. I didn't even chase her up. I just thought it was one of those things we said. She would never come back. But she came back, lo and behold, like a week later. And she was like, I've spoken to a surgeon. I said, where? She said, in the UK.
Oh.
We done it here. She came to me and basically said that if two of us do it, it's 12K. If she does it, it's 10K. Just for her alone.
Right, so basically 6K each.
Yeah.
Right.
So I said, She was still trying to convince me because I started to realise the weight of it, kind of, when she mentioned it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, I have to take that money from my own money, my savings. It was just looking a bit...
too serious.
Looking a bit too serious. So I was acting a bit. And then I remember that day she was acting really off because I was acting a bit. So I said, okay, do you know what? Let's just do it.
Wow. And then you just did it.
And we just did it.
So you did it here in the UK?
Did it here.
Right, okay. Because, you know, you typically hear people talking about going to Turkey or... I think people go, is it South America? Like Colombia and those places, whatever.
DR.
DR, Turkey. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you guys did it here. So your recovery was here as well.
Yeah.
So what was that process like then? Did you guys do it literally at the same time?
I think I done it like 2 days before.
Oh, okay.
It was an in and out. I was not staying in the hospital.
Okay. Right. So you've gone to the clinic. What's happening?
Okay. I went early in the morning, had a head wrap on, I remember, like it was yesterday. And then he took me into the room. He drew on me. So I showed him a picture. I said, this is what I want. Went in for the surgery and woke up some hours later and then went home.
Oh my gosh.
That same night, yeah. Lying down in the car on the way home.
Wait, sorry, I'm never trying to laugh, but it's just the simplicity of this surgery. Continue how big of a surgery it is. You went in, he marked you up, you're on the table.
Barely any conversation.
Is it? And that's the UK?
Yeah. Did not even want to talk to me.
What, can I ask, were there any concern? Did they display any concern because of the fact you were 19 years old?
No.
Is it?
No.
That's so...
They're not very concerned about that.
That's so in- do you reckon that's because of how, like, if that was in 2014, do you reckon if it would be the same now? They'd be a bit more...
Maybe for the theatrics. I don't think so, because I just think it's money to them is money.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're legally an adult.
Right.
So who are they to step into their own money?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. And how long was the surgery?
Ooh, probably 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay. Okay. And then post-op, you were at home. Did you do it with your friend or just by yourself at home?
Myself at home, 2 weeks. Just sleeping high off codeine.
Is it?
Yeah. Literally.
What was the pain like on a scale of like 1 to 10? Like 10 being like, this is...
Initially, 20.
Really?
Yeah. I've never felt a pain like that, ever.
And ever. I'm assuming the pain in your bum, your back,
the whole thing.
Is it?
Because it's like they've made incisions everywhere.
Okay.
To take the fat from the thigh, the inner thigh, the lower back, the upper back, the lower belly. It feels like you've been hit by a truck. That's just what I remember. Because I remember as soon as I woke up, I had to stand up to put on my faja.
Yeah.
As I stood up, blood just gushed. And it was nonstop. It was just gushing. I thought I was dying. The man said, yeah, it's normal. Everyone's just watching me. Poor, 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 poor. It was really...
Wow.
Oh, no. Never again. Never again.
Wow.
Yeah, never again. It was a treacherous experience. I don't know how people do round two, round three, round four.
Yeah, yeah, because that is common. You do hear people go for multiple rounds.
It's hell.
And you did that. So after that surgery, you're recovering for 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, you're up, able to be up and, like, you know, doing normal things again. Yeah. Okay.
I went to uni and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so what was it like coming to uni for like a new body?
Do you know what, it was something. It was more than what I thought it would be. Like, I walked in and people that knew me were just... I remember people just taking second looks, like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I was like, rah, do I look that different? Like, maybe I had body dysmorphia before. But the way, like, I had... And then I'll have people coming to me and be like, you look good. Because it was... I went to go and do it during the Christmas break.
Okay.
So we come back in January.
Yeah.
So obviously, during Christmas, you're eating loads.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
yeah.
No one's expecting you to come back with a snatch weight.
Yeah, yeah. And a bum.
And a big bum. So I just remember certain people just... I remember weird looks. Like, yeah. Weird looks.
Yeah.
Confused looks.
Did you ever address it? Because especially back then, it was so taboo.
Taboo.
Like, whereas I think now... I think it is still taboo, but I think people can at least... Be like, yeah, honest, I did it, and what?
Yeah.
But back then, I didn't even know people in the UK were doing it. So
yeah.
Do you feel like you could talk about it if you're at uni, or was it just like, if you clock it, you clock it?
I was quite honest about it. If people ask me, I'll tell them.
Okay.
My friend, she wasn't honest.
Okay.
But that's her choice. She doesn't want to. Do
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's different, but I wanted to tell people.
Yeah.
I was excited. I wanted people to know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So people be like, oh, what, you look different. And I'll be like, yeah, I've done surgery. And it's such a point of conversation because it's so taboo.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how was life after that then? Like, you know, because obviously it doesn't sound like there was a deep meaning for doing it. It doesn't sound like your motivation was like, oh, I want to do this so that I can feel like this. It kind of sounds like, oh, let's just do it.
Yeah.
So what was life after then?
Well, do you know what? Under it was an insecurity, I would say.
About...
my person.
Okay.
Because you know what I said earlier about finding myself?
Yeah.
I felt like, well, back then I felt like you create who you want to be.
Right.
So I wanted to be Lyra Galore. I don't know about anyone else. I wanted to be Lyra Galore. I wanted to be Miracle Watts. That's who I wanted to be, and I chose that.
Yeah.
So that it was like self-identity was shaky.
Okay.
So that was kind of why, plus the curiosity mixed. It was just a bad mixture.
Got you.
So after that...
So did you feel like Lyra Galore and Miracle Watts and them girls after them?
I had the high. Yeah.
Yeah,
I did have the high. It was like, it's like a drug. I say it's like a drug because it's like, you do it, you get the hit, you have a new body, you're buying all these new clothes, you get all these comments. You feel a bit high, and especially for a 19-year-old.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're gassed.
Yeah, of course.
You're like,
course.
Oh, wow, finally.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I needed to do.
Yeah, this is all I needed to do.
This is all I needed to do, finally. So it was just, yeah, I had that. I had the aesthetic I was going for. But obviously, mindset was still a bit confused. But I was still getting attention, so I would use the attention to fill the void of the fact that I was still confused.
Okay.
But then I was looking for the next best thing after that.
Got you.
That's
so,
what I remember.
So the high wore off.
The high wore off, wears off, and then you're like, oh, I need to get my boobs done now.
Okay.
To so match the bum. So stop it. Literally, that was the mindset. I said, it has to match. So I went to go looking for a boob job.
Wow, okay, cool. So that is, do you know what I love, what's making me laugh so much about the explaining? It's like the simplicity in the thought honestly. Process. Like, it's literally like, well, it needs to match.
Yeah.
So let me get my boobs
done. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Because okay. Lima Galore's boobs done. Because you start to see, once you do surgery, yeah. You start to see people's bodies and you overanalyze them. So yeah. I'll be looking at a girl, not the same way you're looking at a girl.
Right.
I'm looking at a girl thinking, if my surgeon done this, maybe I could look like that. Or
got you.
How did she manage this?
Right. Yeah. So how long after the BBL did you get your boob job?
Not by choice. I had to wait like 2 to 3 years. But within the first year, I wanted a boob job.
Oh, okay. So you yeah. would have done it before.
Yeah. I just was trying to figure out where to go.
Okay.
And blah, blah, blah.
And did you do your boob job in the UK as well?
I've done it here, yeah.
Oh, okay. So both surgeries done here?
Both.
And how was the boob job in comparison to the BBL? Was it still the same thing? You come in, they mark you up?
Yes.
On the table?
Yeah. It was the same sort of thing. I had an uplift and implants. Okay. So it was a bit more complicated.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was the same sort of thing. I was excited.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So BBL's done. Tick. You were on a high.
Right.
The high is worn off.
Right.
You get your boob job.
Right.
You're on a high again. Then, and you would have been now like what, 20?
22.
22. Yeah. Okay. And now, so now what's life now like after the boob job now?
I'm still feeling like, okay, cool. I'm finally being who I want to be.
Yeah.
Now I just need the career.
Okay.
That's gonna make sense.
Right.
It's like it was like Lego.
Right.
That's how I saw life. Like I saw you do this, you do this, you do this, you do that. And then eventually you're gonna be that thing.
Yeah, got you.
You have the attention, you have the clothes, you have the body.
Yeah.
So I was just looking to fill the thing I can't explain it, but it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But it's like I just wanted to be something. I didn't know what, but I was putting all the ingredients in to be the thing.
Got you. Okay. And so now you're looking for the next career.
Yes.
And I guess 5, 6, 7 years later, here we are now.
Here we are.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, here we are.
And what's your, because I guess, I opened up today by saying I saw a video of Chantel on TikTok and you're talking about the BBL, but you were talking about it from the perspective of regretting.
Mm.
So, which is quite interesting hearing the story. And also, I'm going to be completely honest. This is just not me just saying this because she's here. I think this is a very good BBL.
Oh,
so
you.
I think the fact that you regret it, I remember I was really curious. And that's the reason why I wanted to speak to you. Because I think you hear regret when it's normally botched.
Yeah.
Or when someone's BBL, it's not matching. It's not whatever. So, yeah, I was quite shocked that you do regret it. And, yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think regret was more from the mindset it landed me into, the attraction that I allowed to be, that I brought to myself.
Okay.
And
we talk about attraction from like men.
Men.
Yeah.
The impression it put off.
Mm-hmm.
The insecurity it added to, because many people that are into the surgery game, they just keep going. They keep going. They will never stop.
Okay.
Because they don't see things the way we see them.
Yeah.
We have a very distorted view of things. We want more, we want more, we want more. And when we feel sad, we relate it to wanting more to do with our body.
Okay.
You start to think you're no longer human. You want to create.
Yeah.
Rather than be.
Okay. Wow. It's powerful.
Yeah. So it was the mindset I got into that made me regret it.
Okay.
Because now that I'm older, my body changed anyway.
Yeah.
Plus, I started to value things beyond superficial things.
Okay.
This doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not going to lie anymore.
Yeah.
I can understand that it does for a lot of people, but when you get into the mindset of seeing life beyond just a physical place, the things that are inner become much more valuable. And then the things you do that create the wrong impression or bring the wrong sort of attention for others and for yourself mentally, you don't want to be a part of.
Got you. Got you. Wow.
Yeah.
So knowing now that you've got this mindset, yeah. if you were to go back, would you have still made the same decision? Do you think you would have just like accepted yourself as you were? Or is it like, because I think we can be also be honest. I think sometimes in life, we can look back at previous decisions, knowing that we should have done, shouldn't have done that, but not necessarily have any regret for the outcome.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's loads of things in my life where I was like, I wouldn't do that now, but it made sense at the time.
It's interesting you say that because sometimes I'll tell my friends I regret it, and some of them will be like, shut up, because you look good and you're lying.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But no, I would not do it.
Yeah.
Because one, I value gym and fitness now.
Okay.
So, and muscles and getting past muscle and the BBL, because the fat is in a whole different pocket than the normal fat.
Got you.
So it's so hard to even train and get the outcome that you would want in the gym.
Okay.
Because of what you've done to your body.
Okay.
That, so I don't think I look bad.
Yeah.
But I don't look the way I would desire to.
Want to. And you mentioned this when we're outside waiting, that when you're working out at the gym,
yeah.
it's like, you're training your muscle, but then the fat is just still there.
Yeah, because obviously you need to burn fat in order for your muscle to show more.
Right.
The fat that was given to me, that is not there by my own getting, it's a different, it's different because it's not going to go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's like I have to accept that that part is just not going to tone up the way I would want it to.
Okay.
And boo-hoo, okay, first world problems.
Yeah, 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 it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, but it's just like, I've wasted a lot of money on surgery. Like, yeah. I've wasted like £21,000 on surgery.
Crazy. Oops,
bum. And I still would have kept going if people didn't just stop me. I swear, I had good friends that stopped.
Oh, so is it your friends that actually got you to stop?
I went to a second consultation from a BBL.
Okay, oh, she was going to get a round two.
Mm.
Okay. And then what, so what happened there? They were going to do the surgery?
Yeah. Even the doctor was basically like, I don't know why you would want me to do more.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay.
I still didn't care what he had to say. Yeah. I wanted to go on. But it's actually my friends that were saying to me, you don't need it, you don't need it, you don't need it. And I had other friends that will keep saying it and drilling it into me.
Yeah.
And I just kind of sat back and said, you know what, let me just like rest a bit. Yeah. And then eventually I didn't want to do it. Yeah, and I'm happy I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's your, like, I guess, like your BBL journey. Like, what's your thoughts when you do see like commentary? You must see commentary around BBLs. Yeah. Like, it's not ever really positive either.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you see that now?
I mean, I'm a realistic person. Mm-hmm. So anything you do in life comes with consequence, and I'm always going to stand by that.
Yeah.
So if people don't respect it, I can understand why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's, there's things I don't respect, and I want you to respect that. I don't respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't, and I understand it. I completely understand it, but I have understanding from both sides.
Yeah.
I've seen it from the person that wants to do it, and I see it from people that don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think everyone should try to understand people's perspective. But if you don't, no one owes you that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think out of everything you said, like, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that, because I think, end of the day, even though it's less taboo now, it's still kind of like, I've been trying to get somebody to talk about a BBL on here. So I think it's still not something people are willing to always come and share. But I think what I'm most shocked about is actually the fact that they let you do this at 19.
Really?
I think that's, I know like legally you're an adult, but I don't know, like, I'm just shocked. And also I'm shocked that they let you do it and just, all right, see you later in the cab back home.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, I guess, some sort of like mental health assessment to kind of just see maybe where's, and this is me talking from my mental health lens, but like, you know, to actually check, is this body dysmorphia? Does this person have an eating disorder? Does this person have like an addictive personality? Is this person going to end up doing 5 rounds? Like, it doesn't sound like there's any of this welfare.
Because if you start doing that, you're going to go down a black hole in cosmetic surgery. If you're a cosmetic surgeon, you're capitalizing on those
The
insecurities, on the naivety, mm-hmm. on the age, mm-hmm. on the lack of self-worth. You capitalize on that, mm-hmm. and that's how you make your money. So you can't
and that's such a shame, because, you know, like, I think it might have been a month ago, there was unfortunately that woman who passed away. I think it was in Turkey, and she went for, I think it was like a mummy makeover. I can't remember if it was just or BBL. And I know she left behind some children, and it was like really sad reading that. And I think even like when I was reading it, they even said, when the body was sent back, there was even organs missing or something like that. Yeah, I said, I don't know what's going on over here. So it was a bit strange. But going back to what you're saying, it's like capitalizing off somebody's insecurities and actually being like, you know, there are people being made aware of how fatal this surgery can be, because you are seeing these things coming out more often. And do you feel like that was made aware to you?
It wasn't made aware to me.
Right.
I didn't do my own research, which I think is my responsibility.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think it was so prevalent at the time that we concluded it was the most fatal surgery then.
Right.
Because it was concluded to be the most fatal cosmetic surgery after the fact.
Okay.
But yeah, when it comes to surgery, I think it's really in the onus of the person who's going.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand, because like many things in life, you think to yourself, it's never going to be me.
Yeah.
It's never going to be me. It's only when I lied down on the table and I was like, wow, this is really dramatic what I'm doing. I remember it.
It's really dramatic.
I said, this is big. And that's my 19-year-old mindset. Yeah, I still didn't consider death. I just thought, this is
really serious.
Wow,
really,
like, five man nakedness. Knives, like, this is crazy. This is movie type stuff.
It's
very, very dangerous. But words cannot describe the fatality of it if you're in the mindset of someone that needs to get to an end goal in your brain. That's how it works. Well, that's how I work anyway. If I want something done, you're not gonna convince me otherwise.
Yeah,
I'm not even listening.
Yeah.
I'll pray to God.
Yeah. And so what would you say, like, now you're 28, we spoke about at the beginning that you're on your self-discovery journey, which I love that for you. Yeah. What would you say is like your outlook towards fitness and health? You're in the gym now, you're prioritizing that, but what does that look like to you from, like, I guess, yeah, like the new Chantel?
It's like self-care. I go into the gym, it's a self-care, like, it's good. My time.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the gym now as like, I need to build my glutes, I need to build my no, I'm in the gym for just pure health and taking care of my body.
Yeah.
And but I think it's a mindset thing. You need to start seeing your body as valuable. Like the value of your body, the value of your fitness, because we don't value it because we have it. We can wake up and we can breathe and we can walk. Some people can't walk, so to them this is huge. But I want to be in the best possible shape for my future self.
Yeah.
So I'm able to be competent for the future. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just makes me happy. I feel fulfilled and accomplished when I look after myself.
Yeah. I'm honestly so happy to hear you say this. Like, even you just saying, like, how much you value your body, especially, like, I guess in comparison to a 19-year-old, you were just like, let's go. I'm really happy for you to hear that you're in that space where health and fitness is important to you, and not from just an aesthetics point of view. Because I literally always have this debate with people on the pod. Like, I think it's okay to want to look good. I don't think that's a crime. I don't think we should necessarily be labeled vain for that. Who doesn't want to look good? But I guess it's like, at what cost?
Right.
And it kind of sounds like you've kind of come back full circle and being like, oh, actually, no, I just want to look after my body now.
And then hand in hand, you look good when you look after yourself.
Right.
You look good when you're happy. You look good when you're fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's like when you put too much pressure on a particular goal,
You're
even stressed. So you're not looking good. Yeah. You've got glutes, but you're stressed. So, yeah, it's just about literally learning the value of just fitness.
Fitness, yeah. And you did touch on like some of the attention that you got with the BBL, like, what was that like? Because we, like, let's call it a spade a spade, men are dogs anyways, like, regardless of the body shape. But, like, how much more did that increase, and what impact did that have on you, on your relationship with men, if you don't mind going into it?
Yeah, it was a lot of sexual attention, a lot of, like, trophy attention. Mm-hmm. And trophy doesn't last long because there's plenty of trophies in the world. Literally. And you're with empty people that value empty things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have substantial relationships, meaningful ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just made me see men as disposable. Right. The same way I was disposable to them, they were disposable to me.
Right.
I'm getting what I can get, and they can try and get what they can get.
Right.
And that that's how it was.
Okay, okay. And do you feel like you're now moving away from that and wanting actually something more substantial?
Yes. I'm very cautious of like what I'm putting out now.
Yeah.
With men.
Okay. No, I love that. Mm. Wow. Okay, so I want to know, this might be my last question actually. Obviously, there's loads of people, I'm sure you see the jokes, like, you know, if this gym doesn't work out, I'm going to Turkey, like, get me a BBL. Like, we all make these these comments. What would you say to anyone that's kind of maybe like following you or has, you know, seen you over the years? What advice would you have for anybody that's considering it and might be having the same insecurities that you initially had?
My advice would always be give it time. Give yourself time to grow into yourself mentally and physically. I know you're in a rush to get to a point, but I'm your baby.
Mm.
Like, even if you are of my age, you're still a baby.
Yeah.
You still have time to grow, have children, and ask yourself why.
Yeah.
My mentor always tells me, before you do something, ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. And that has changed a lot for me.
Okay.
Because the why, you usually find out there's a deficiency as to why you felt like you need to go to that extent.
Yeah.
Losing life is not worth it over that.
Yeah.
I've spoken to women that have gone ahead and done it.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not here to impose myself on people.
Just
but impose. One thing I do know, they do come back to me with the same mindset that I have now.
Okay.
That, oh, yeah, I had a high for a bit and now I'm looking for the next best thing. It's the same thing every time. And anyone that tells you different is lying to you, by the way.
Wow. So it's actually common. Everyone is just a high.
It's just a high.
Okay.
That's why they keep going and keep going and keep going. Because you want the hit again and you want something new again. You want something new again. You become so obsessed with self unhealthily. And you're picking apart things that don't even exist. You start to see things that are not even there.
Mm.
Listen, it's not worth it at all.
Wow. Wow.
And there's such a beauty in authenticity. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's things about myself that not other people have, and I like that about myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes me beautiful and like other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And facial harmony and body harmony, you don't have to be perfect in each aspect to have that.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a word, yeah.
I've seen people that they don't have the perfect nose, perfect mouth, perfect eyes, but it works because God created them to be beautiful.
Love that.
So yeah.
And you've spoken a lot about God today. Like, has that helped you kind of get to where you are as well?
Mm.
Yeah.
I love God. Aww. God has changed everything for me. And he created me and created all of us in a certain way for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to ever tamper with God's work.
Yeah.
He knows best. Do you get it? So yeah.
Yeah.
God has changed a lot and he adds a lot to people's lives.
Yeah.
And I would advise people to seek him before making decisions that they themselves think they're smart enough to make.
Yeah. No, that is... Oof. You really took us to church today, Michelle.
Today is today on a Thursday. Okay.
No, wow. This has been really informative. And I think... I just also want to say, I'm really proud of your like level of self-awareness because it sounds like you've done a lot of the work. And I'd say that just because of the fact that it sounds like you said the season you're in is self-discovery. And I guess just to give you your flowers, it definitely sounds like you're on that journey. So keep going because I know for people who have done surgery or just done something that's not a bit unconventional, that you just got all the noise in the back and people, their commentary. But it sounds like, you know, you're like, I did it, but that's... It's not, that doesn't define me.
Right. Kind 2+2=4. Yeah. Sort of vibes. Yeah.
So yeah, well done on that. And I hope you know, your journey, I just hope it just goes the way it's supposed to. Amen. I hope God continues to have his hand on you.
Amen. Yeah. I claim it.
This has been a really great conversation. Thank you so much for coming. The enemy tried to make sure we didn't meet, but
tried it.
We made it. Where can people find you? You also said that, you know, you've done your own kind of like talk show stuff before. Is that going to come back?
Well, we're looking into it.
Love that.
Right. I'm working on a project at the moment. It will soon be out by the grace of God.
Good.
Do you know what? I have a few things up my sleeve, but we're in a weird place today. Where we're filming today and where I am currently, everything's in a bit of a... But I know for sure I have a project coming out soon.
Good.
And it will be out and it will be effective.
Good.
But I'm a perfectionist. So we're working on that.
It sounds like you're... Yeah, I think you did say before, like, you just want to help people and be impactful and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to see what's in store.
100%.
Where can people find you?
You can find me TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Chantel Sophia XO on all platforms. On YouTube, Chantel Sophia. I've done a few shows. I've done my rounds. I've done some Fox News interview. I've done a bit, actually.
You've been about.
I've been about, actually. So, yeah, I am. I'm due to come around again. So, yeah.
Love that. Love that. Well, please do follow Chantel, guys. This has been a great conversation. I really hope you guys have learned something. For those of you that may be considering a BBL, even those of you that have had a BBL, like, if there's certain doubts or regrets you might have after, just to know that, you know, Chantel said, yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
It'd be like that. So please remember to follow me, Ronith Rose, on all social platforms as well, the podcast as well. Please comment. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. And we will be back with another episode next week.
Okay.
Bye.